Thank you, Ian. We have the last batch of news items in part one with a look at a few sporting items, and we hope it is not too much for listeners when we see there is a preponderance of football items. There is no football match to report on this week, but there is a focus on City striker Teemu Pukki. Then we have a memorial game with some former City players in aid of dementia charity. Plus, the fortunes this week of the club's internationals. A good news story of a businessman replacing a charity's stolen tools starts us off. A City businessman is replacing more than £1,000 worth of tools which were stolen from a charity's storage facility. Sproston Youth Engagement Project, SYEP, had £1,200 worth of building equipment stolen from one of its storage containers over a week ago. The theft left the organisation's plan to develop an acre of land in Church Lane in limbo. However, Shane Stork, who lives in Sproston, stepped in to help. The 47-year-old owner of Shane Stork Family Funeral Services said, "After seeing the story in the evening news, I wanted to help. A padlock on the front gate was cut off before a security container was broken into, where tools, a generator and a transformer were stolen." Claire Lincoln, lead youth worker at SYEP, said she had a great response from many people.
The Nutcracker afternoon tea will be available in Norwich this Christmas, which you enjoyed in a dining room or private igloo. The themed tea will be available at the Assembly House from Tuesday, November the 1st, until Sunday, January the 8th next year. It is inspired by the sweet and shimmering spectacle of the Nutcracker, which will actually be performed at the Norwich Theatre Royal by the Northern Ballet in November. The fairy tale tea will be presented on the menu in four acts, each representing a tier on the stand. Act 1 will be finger sandwiches, Act 2 savoury, including a Norfolk turkey, stuffing and cranberry soft roll, and three cheese toasties, and Act 3 is warm, sweet and savoury scones. Act 4 will be a layer of cake made by head of pastry Mark Mitson and his team. This will include a peach Melba flavoured sugar plum fairy gatto opera with treats from the land of sweets and a blueberry and lemon glittery snowflake macaroon with a silver leaf. Another treat will be a nutcracker chocolate with freeze-dried raspberries made by in-house chocolatier Julia Heatherton.
Former Norwich City striker and Canaries legend Robert Fleck has praised current forward Teemu Pukki, describing him as brilliant. The Finns' 81 City goals now have him fifth in the club's all-time goal-scoring charts, and three behind Fleck in fourth. Overtaking the Scot looks like a formality given the 32-year-old's recent form after he bagged a fourth strike in as many games on international duty with Finland last week. The Norwich number 22 has scored more than 25 goals in each of his championship seasons at Carrow Road, and a repetition would mean he broke the 100-goal barrier at the club. Fleck only sees this as a good thing for his former employers, insisting that Pukki's consistently high goal hauls are impressive no matter which division they come in.
It was a day of special reunions as a host of Norwich City legends flooded back to Carrow Road for a football against dementia charity game. Some of the biggest names to have worn yellow and green from a host of eras returned to NL1 to feature for a Ken Brown legend team in front of a 1,400-strong crowd. It was a rare opportunity to see the likes of Ruel Fox, Chris Sutton, Grant Holt and Robert Fleck feature in the same side with the heroes of the Milk Cup, winning side in the 1985 featuring on the pitch and watching on from the stands. Prior to the kick-off, City's longest-serving boss, Brown, and ex-captain, Dave Watson, emerged from the tunnel from the famous trophy from the 1-0 victory over Sunderland 36 years ago.
Norwich City defender Max Ahrens completed a successful international break with England's under-21s beating Germany's under-21s 3-1 last night at Bramall Lane. Ahrens played the full 90 minutes for Lee Carsley's squad, who followed up a 2-0 friendly win against Italy with Follorin Balogun, Chelsea's Conor Gallagher and Manchester City's Cole Palmer, sealing another victory. City's Aston Villa loanee Aaron Ramsey scored and captained England's under-20s to a 3-0 friendly win over their Australian counterparts in a friendly played in Spain. On a busy day for the Canaries international contingent, Josh Sargent was unused substitute for the USA's 0-0 friendly draw against Saudi Arabia and Murcia, Spain. Marcelino Nunez's Chile were held 2-2 by Qatar in a friendly played in Austria. Fellow Norwich midfielder Kenny McLean played the full 90 minutes in Scotland's 0-0 Nations League final against Ukraine in a tie played in Poland.
Well, we have now reached the end of part one. Mike and Lorna will follow on now with part two with more news, a second feature and information desk. So James and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.